Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Kate Hanlon about her younger sister, their loving mother, and a Nike sweatshirt.
My story is not about a gift that was given to me, but a gift for my sister. And so when I was growing up, we had a very healthy fear of Santa Claus. And this was like the Old Testament Santa Claus. You know, it's like he was a vengeful Santa Claus, and he giveth and he taketh away. And so like the three months leading up to Christmas were like very stressful for my sister and I. And, okay, so I was probably like 10, and I was kind of nearing the age where I was maybe getting over this a little bit, and, you know, I was maybe in on the secret of what Santa Claus was all about. But it was still pretty stressful. And so, but leading up to Christmas that year, my mom lost her job. And she was sad, but, you know, I was only 10, my sister was 8, and we didn't really talk about it. We could tell she was sad. And we just had like a baseline understanding that, you know, things would probably be a little bit different at Christmas this year. And, but my sister that year, when she was 8, it was the early 90s, the one thing she really wanted was a Nike swoosh sweatshirt. And that was like the it gift for her second grade class that year. And, you know, like the Just Do It and the Michael Jordan and everything. And, you know, I was just, I didn't have the heart to tell her, but I was just like, there's no way. Like, there's no way in hell, like, that this Nike swoosh sweatshirt is coming. And so we wake up and we open the gifts, and my sister, like, the last gift she opens it up, and she's just like, freaking out, you know, it's awesome. And I'm like, what? And I go look at it, and it's this, like, forest green sweatshirt with this yellow Nike swoosh right in the middle. And I was just like, what? You know, like, I was like, Santa is real. Like, there's no other explanation. Like, I know my older cousins told me something different and my older friends, but there was no other possibility here. Like, that is the logic. And so maybe, like, 4 months later, my sister and I are playing in the basement. And we're, like, annihilating each other with Nerf guns. And I go to, like, pick up this ball that had, like, rolled into the corner. And there's, like, this little garbage can over in the corner that no one ever uses. Everyone completely forgets to empty it. And as I go to pick up this, like, little Nerf ball, I notice in the garbage can there is, like, a piece of tracing paper with, like, a Nike swoosh cut out of it, along with, like, an empty little thing of yellow paint. And so it dawns on me that my mom had, like, made this sweatshirt for my sister out of just, you know, like, a cheap little hoodie that, you know, she got from the Ames department store. And so there was, like, a couple, like, revelations that came over me. Obviously, the first was this whole Santa Claus thing. Yeah, and the second was that my sister and I were really dumb because, like, how could we not tell the difference between, like, an embroidered swoosh and, like, yellow puffy paint? Like, I don't even know. But the second, especially now, like, as an adult and I have a job, like, I can't imagine how it must have been for my mom to lose her job, but how much she, like, cared for what my sister wanted, that she would, like, go out of her way to, like, make that happen. And maybe the final revelation is that maybe my mom really is Santa Claus and she'll be stopping by all of your houses this year.
That was a Stoop story from Kate Hanlon about a special Christmas gift her sister received from a very creative Santa. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on the record. Hope you have a meaningful Veterans Day and a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.